Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Do you feel like you grew up around toxicity? Do you feel like you were surrounded by narcissistic type people while growing up? And do you feel like you're still surrounded by those same people today? Do you feel upset and angry and triggered, even let down by different types of people? And do you feel like it seems that everybody around you has these types of signs and symptoms? And when you're around them, it's almost like you fall back in the kids zone again. It can be very overwhelming and challenging because when we are triggered by various situations and various people, because of our upbringing and because of our childhood, it's hard, almost impossible, to see the situation clearly for how we want to see it, so that instead of feeling triggered or feeling as though we're being tortured in life, we can actually take these people and the situations and actually use them to our advantage. On today's show, I'm going to explain exactly how to do that. Many clients tell me, you know, I was raised by a covert narcissist. I was raised by a regular overt narcissist. And, you know, dealing in childhood was really challenging. You know, I've had other clients that tell me about being raised by family that have BPD tendency, borderline personality disorder tendencies, and how that impacted them growing up. And the interesting part about this is not just the growing up piece, because that's very important. In order to get to our core beliefs and get through the core wounds, we have to get to that childhood piece. And that childhood piece that many of us have overlooked, we swept under the rug, most of the time we don't give it that much credence, right? We don't think, oh, our childhood directly impacted how I am today. But it did. It did. And what I'm saying is, it's not like, oh, let's just sit there and whine about it and cry about it. We're not doing that. That's not what Live Your True Life Perspectives has ever been about, right? It's all about empowerment. Empowerment is what this show is about. Knowledge. Power. And I find that when you go back to childhood and we look at some things that took place in our childhood, we're able to see why we made certain decisions or why we've made and continue to make certain decisions in our adult life. We're also able to see why we've chosen certain people in our life, healthy and extremely unhealthy. And the interesting part is the folks in our life right now that seem to trigger us because it feels like a torture to be around. This is very interesting, and it's going to be very eye-opening. So stick around for this whole show, because this is an eye-opening show, because I feel that we get surrounded by these same type of personalities. So let's take for example that your mother was a raging narcissist, and it really wasn't ever about what you did. She didn't really think about what you were doing, didn't have a lot of time for you. And so growing up, you felt alone, mistreated, not recognized, not given a lot of attention. And maybe you were given attention when you did something big so that she could talk about how great you are, so that in that process, you know, she can actually kind of gloat about herself, right? Because that's a tendency of a narcissistic parent, is to only see the huge things that the child does, and brings those amazing things up to friends and family and other people, anybody that'll listen, because guess what? You are their offspring. So just in the concept of being in proximity, they can actually own that success of yours, because it makes them feel better, because again, they are the parent, right? So that's important. So growing up in that dynamic and growing up and going through school and graduating and doing all that stuff that you need to do, whatever that looks like, and you went through all those different processes, and now you probably are at a job, working a job. Some of you work for yourself, but for everybody that doesn't work for yourself, there's some interesting personalities, right, at the job. And there's some people that probably remind you or trigger you more often than not. Because I find that we don't really recognize the consistent patterns we actually just get triggered by it, right? So if mom was a certain way and it was very off-putting and you would ask for assistance and it wasn't given, or when you did something it was, you know, oh, this could be better, or why didn't you do this, or, you know, nitpicked. And you might not realize those similarities because nobody's thinking about comparing their mom to their boss. Nobody's thinking about comparing their dad to their coworker. It's just not something that you think about. But when you begin to realize that the traits are consistent, we can actually get out of that trigger zone. That's one of the things that I really want to cover in today's first segment of our podcast today, is the trigger, right? The being triggered. Being triggered, right? Just the word triggered alone doesn't sound very positive, because it's not. We're being triggered by something. And it's, you know, it's not something that we want to be triggered by, and it's not something that we really seem to have any control over. It feels like the trigger is running our lives. And so whether it's your coworker or somebody you know or supposedly a friend of yours, when they start doing certain things, it can create you to feel triggered by that and react. We react. And the reaction, most of the time, causes the issue. Because, for example, let's say that you are reacting to something that a narcissist does to you. So you're reacting to something a narcissist does, and you're reacting to them. They're going to turn around the concept on you. They're going to turn it around on you, and they're going to make you default. So if you do something and then you argue or fight, they're going to turn it around on you that there's something wrong with you, or your tone is not right, or whatever it looks like, you're going to be the one in the wrong, because they're not going to take responsibility for their actions. And I find that being triggered is something that happens to a lot of us. But in order to stop being triggered, we have to see the similarities and the concept of the similarities within the situation and understand why we're being triggered in the first place. And I find this is a good example, and I'll just throw this out there. When you've always wanted to be accepted by somebody, and I know that acceptance and validation is a big deal, and acceptance and validation is a subject that's near and dear to my heart, because for a very long time growing up, I didn't understand acceptance and validation, and most of us don't. Most of us don't even realize we're looking outside of ourselves for acceptance and validation. Many people just think, oh, I just want friends. Or I just want to be in a relationship. But the relationship is toxic. But I keep letting them back in my life. I just got to let them back because they said they changed. Well, they didn't change this time. But I'm going to let them try it again. Okay, they didn't change this time. And it's interesting. We go through that process, that toxic process in these relationships, because why? Because we want their acceptance and validation. We want them to see us and be like, man, she's awesome, or he's awesome, or I love him, or they're a good person, or they're smart, or they're intelligent, or they're XYZ. Whatever the acceptance and validation you're looking for, you're accepting the toxicity and the yin-yang and the atmospheric changes of reality that they're giving, that I'm your friend and then I hate you, you know, I hate you, don't leave me concept. All to actually get acceptance and validation. And many of us don't realize that. And we don't realize that this goes back to core wounds. This goes back to our childhood. This goes back to the things that we didn't get growing up. There were multiple times where we didn't get what we needed growing up. We didn't get that validation. Mom didn't validate us. Dad didn't validate us. We didn't get that validation from a parent. And not getting validation from a parent is very challenging, because you are a child of this parent. You are an offspring of this person. And we look up to our parents as giants. They're giants. They're all omniscient, very smart people that are huge and tall and big. And we're like, whoa, oh my gosh. You know, when you're born, your parents are huge. They're giants. And so we look to them for that acceptance. But what happens if we go through childhood trying to get the acceptance of our parents, trying to get our dad to see our value, trying to get your mom to see your value, but they just don't, and you come up short? And it doesn't stop there. I'd love to say that, oh, you go through that and you move on and you don't think about it ever again. And it's just not the way it is. That desire for validation and to get that from your family is so important that you don't realize that you start looking outside of yourself for that validation from here on out. It's just part of it. It's part of the concept. You've already been looking outside of yourself for validation this entire time. Why would that change as an adult? And especially when he didn't get it, it's something that you so, so desperately want. And I find it interesting, too, the human dynamic of once you get the validation and acceptance from somebody, it's not interesting anymore. You go out and you start looking for the validation and acceptance from other people, and the ones that don't give it to you are the ones that you lament over, the ones that you wonder, wow, I wonder why they don't like me. What can I do? What can I do to change myself? What can I do? I've got to do something because I really want them to like me. I really want them to see who I am. Okay, I get it. I was there back in the day, too. I remember back in elementary school, and I don't know if you remember this, but if you do, you get me, right? You get me. And, you know, like, you know, fourth, fifth grade, and you're hanging out, and there's some cool kids, you know, in high school. I mean, sorry, there's some cool kids in elementary school. Let's say they look like they were in high school, right? They look like some of the girls that I thought were so cool in elementary school, they look like they were 15. I look like I was 5. Okay, I look like I was 5, which I appreciate now, but at the time, looking like you were 5, not great. And I remember I wanted to sit so badly at this one table. You know, I was like, oh man, you know, I want to sit with the cool kids. You know, and it didn't necessarily happen. And it's funny how you think about wanting that validation and acceptance, and it, you think about it the whole time as a kid. I wish I could be friends with so-and-so, but you don't think about the fact that you're friends with all these other people, that all these other people care about you. It's just the two or three people that don't want to talk to you, that you want to win over so bad because it means so much to you. And that's really the crux of what we're going to be talking today about, because I want to help you to not get triggered by some of these childhood wounds, and I want you to see things clearly and understand when you're dealing with people that have certain signs and symptoms, to be sure that you're really seeing things clearly. Because oftentimes, when we're surrounded by things, for example, it's when we're surrounded by folks that have more narcissistic personality disorder, and we can go through some of those signs and symptoms too, just here in a few minutes. But when you're dealing with that, and you were dealing with that being raised, it's a blind spot. Because it's not like you could be a kid and be like, okay, so I'm 6 years old and my dad is acting like XYZ. And quite honestly, this seems like narcissistic personality disorder signs and symptoms. And now I realize exactly why this makes me feel this way, because he's making me inferior, feeling inferior, because he's not giving me acceptance because he can't accept himself. And he's wearing this mask. Yet nobody's saying that one. We didn't know that, so we had a blind spot to it. So having that blind spot has created having a blind spot as we get older with other people with the same signs and symptoms and the same actions and attitudes. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the concept of how we can have a scientific experiment to really make some changes. We're going to talk about all that good stuff, because that's what matters. It's about helping make change that's positive and proactive in your life that you can do right now. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. Search up Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. We put out new video content every week on interesting subject matters that are very interesting, about narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, codependency, gaslighting, toxic relationships, toxic marriages, and the list goes on. So check it out. Go to YouTube, type in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with more nuggets of wisdom and ways to make your life easier. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for, and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm bringing up the fact that many of us grew up around people that were maybe narcissistic in nature. And it feels like even after you've moved past that or put some distance between some of those people or family members, it seems like you're surrounded by them right now at your workplace, around people that are supposedly your friends. And it makes you upset. It gets you angry. It puts you feel upset about it. You feel stressed out about it. You feel like you're walking on eggshells. It seems to trigger you sometimes. Perhaps you're dealing with people that are passive-aggressive in behavior, and that's very challenging to you, and it's hard to understand that behavior. So how do we take these situations with these people demonstrating these types of behavior? How do we do that? How do we do it, and how do we make it work for us? Because that's the key. We don't want to be a slave to this. We don't want to be tortured bothered by this. We want to take this to the next level and actually do something with this that actually works to our advantage. And the first thing that I want you to think about is this, is that a lot of times we feel like we're being tortured by these people, but actually these people can be the best lesson for us if we actually use it to the right cause. And what I mean by that is if you actually begin to see the connection, right? You got to see the connection from your past and how you were raised with the people that you're surrounded by. Is there some signs and symptoms that are similar? Are there some actions and attitudes that are similar? Actions and attitudes are big, because a lot of times the signs and symptoms are there, but we overlook them because this is supposedly our friend. Or we overlook it because this is our coworker. Or we overlook it because it's our boss, because we're not thinking that way. We're not thinking like that. And so we have to look at every single person in our life as a person, right? There's no specific judgment of their good, bad, or any sort of label. Like, just labeling someone as a boss can take us off target, right? Because we feel like a boss should be there, should be a guiding light for the company, that sort of thing. And sometimes that's just not true. It's kind of like the idea of if you were growing up and you had an issue with one of your parents, and a parent's supposed to be there for you, love you, care for you, you know, help you understand life. You know, just be that person that rocked Gibraltar. And sometimes that's not true. Sometimes that's very far from the truth. Sometimes you had to parent your own parent. Sometimes your parent wasn't there. Sometimes your parent put you down and made you feel bad. And sometimes what happened with your parents created this acceptance issue, value issue, because mom or dad couldn't see your value, didn't want to see your value, couldn't do it, couldn't find your value, because what? They couldn't see their own value, or they were so self-absorbed, they didn't even see anything for that matter. And, you know, as I work with clients on a daily basis, that's one of the things that I hear is, you know, a lot of all we know is about the parent dynamic. And I try to explain how important the child, you know, being raised, and how your childhood is so important for me to reflect on and to help you with. Because if we can get to some of the traumas that happen in childhood, we can deal with some of these core wounds. We can begin to acknowledge these core wounds and see them for what they are. And the core wounds become our adult traumas, right? So our adult traumas are based on our core wounds. And we're going to talk more about that when I return, because this is really, really important to understand. We can change this. We can turn this around. That's what I'm saying. We can turn this around. It's still time. We still have time. And the greatest thing about it is there are actually some people around you that are giving you hell right now, that are triggering the crap out of you right now, that guess what? We're going to be able to use that relationship to our advantage. We're going to get some help from them without them even knowing that they're actually helping us. This is going to be powerful, okay? So that's why this is important. This is going to be impactful. This is something you're going to want to take with you and probably listen to a couple of times when you can. Let me know. Stay tuned, okay? This is going to be an interesting thing to talk about, because I think this is going to be very powerful and very interesting. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create, and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has delivered what's billed as a major address on Ukraine from Warsaw.
Let us resolve to put the strength of democracies into action to thwart the designs of autocracy. Let us remember that the test of this moment is the test of all time.
Biden delivered the speech after meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Poland. It comes as Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Special advisor at the White House National Security Council, Matthew Miller, telling ABC's Good Morning America that the administration is not looking at Russia's words.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adds that while the U.S. was warning of a Russian invasion, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm acknowledging the fact that many of us have been triggered as a child. We had childhood traumas that became our childhood wounds and our core wounds that we deal with. And a lot of times when somebody activates a core wound, we get triggered. And in that triggering, in that activation, we might not be ourselves. We might be very angry. We might get very accusatory. We might get very quiet in nature and be more childlike. We might run away from things. We might try to avoid things. And so in today's show, I want to acknowledge, especially if you were raised around a family dynamic where there was an overt or covert narcissist and you dealt with that in your life, you may be surrounded by overt or covert narcissists now and you don't understand why. You feel like, why in God's green creation would I be surrounded by more narcissists? There's a narcissist within a 1 mile radius. I'm totally there with them. They're either, you know, working for me or they're living in the building you live in, or they're people that you consider friends, you know, and the list goes on. So it's interesting, and I wanted to talk a little bit about narcissism real quick, just because I think it's interesting. I think most of us all, you know, pretty much know, but you know, when you're looking at that overt narcissist, you know, you're kind of looking at that just strict NPD. You know, you got the grandiose sense of self-importance. You have the excessive admiration that is wanted for what they do. You know, being preoccupied with the concept of success and power and all that type of things that go along with it. To believe that they're special and unique and can only be understood by certain people or only associate with those types of people or high status, high profile people or situations. That sense of entitlement is one of the big ones for me. That sense of entitlement, when you're dealing with people that are extremely entitled, it's like, you know, what's yours is mine, what's mine is mine. And that entitlement is interesting because that entitlement bridges the gap with money and finances and items and, you know, just even getting, you know, attention. All these things are very interesting. That interpersonal explosive type behavior, you know, the lack of empathy. That lack of empathy is a big one. That's a huge one. That lack of empathy. The envy of others, or the belief that others are envious of them. So, they, you know, they can be very envious of what other people have. They believe that other people are the same with them. Just kind of arrogant and have that attitude. One of the things that I find interesting, though, when we're dealing with some of this, is that it's all based on self-awareness. One thing that the narcissist does not possess is any sort of self-awareness. They're just not self-aware. Just not self-aware. And that's one of the big keys, is just not being self-aware. And that's frustrating and challenging to deal with someone when they're not self-aware, because they're not aware of how their actions impact you at all. They don't care, and they're not aware. So they don't even think about it. So they could do something and not even think about how this is ever going to affect you. And they just do it. And that can be very challenging. That can be very triggering, right? That can be very triggering for us, because especially if you've been around that growing up and the parent dynamic didn't care, you know, and that could be very challenging. The other side of the coin is the covert narcissist. The other side of the coin is the covert narcissist, and I think that's always an interesting one, because that can be the harder to spot one, that covert. That can be challenging, because, you know, it's almost like it's hidden from them too, to some degree. But, you know, one of the big things is that, you know, I think when you look at the signs of covert narcissism, it's a real strong sensitivity to criticism. You cannot criticize them. You cannot criticize them. This is a big deal. You cannot criticize them. It's interesting, because when you criticize them, that anger and that resentment builds up, and they might not speak to you again. If it's somebody that you don't know that well, that could be the end of that relationship. What might not be a bad thing. They dismiss from other people. They're very self-centered. They're extremely sensitive. And again, it's very self-centered. With a covert narcissist, it's hard sometimes, because, you know, they can hide it so well. And remember, it's a very self-centered thing. And they can be very self-centered, but they can actually be funny in the fact that it could be a conversation about how they are extremely overweight. So, a narcissist is not going to talk about how they're extremely overweight or how they need to lose weight, or, oh my God, look at me, I gained all this weight. Like, everybody's sitting at dinner, hanging out, having a good time, and the covert narcissist has to pull the conversation back to them and be like, oh, I'm trying to lose 20 pounds, trying to lose 20 pounds on Jenny Craig or whatever. Y'all see it? Look, come on, y'all see this? And so that can be, you know, a lot of that. And sometimes with the covert narcissist, it's not something that they're really boasting and bragging about that you really want. But again, that brings it back to full circle. They start holding court again, and that becomes a situation. And that self-absorbed behavior is extreme. And so if you were dealing with that as a child with a parent dynamic, let's say like mom was extremely self-absorbed. Okay, that's challenging because as a child, you're looking to your mom to give you attention, to give you reinforcement, and then there's that self-absorbed type reality there. There's that self-absorbed reality. And so that's something that I really want you to think about is look at the concepts, look at that self-absorbed, look at the passive-aggressive behavior. That's another thing is that, what about the silent treatment? What about the passive-aggressive behavior? What about the avoidance? And I really want you to look at these things because you might be receiving some of this from somebody and not even realize and say, oh my gosh, that's what's been happening. That's what's been triggering me. That's exactly what's been triggering me, and that's what I've dealt with when I was growing up. And that is something that I want you to look at and understand because it could be happening in the workplace and you don't even realize what's happening, but you're being triggered by it. And think about that impact. So if you were raised around passive-aggressive behavior, when somebody is passive-aggressive, how does that affect you? You know, passive-aggressive behavior can make somebody cry. So passive-aggressive behavior can make somebody very angry. Passive-aggressive behavior can make somebody very quiet and disconnected because they don't know how to deal with it. Sometimes it can be where somebody's very passive-aggressive and you try to, like, play into them. You try to placate them. And you lose yourself in this when we play these games with people. The silent treatment, when somebody's giving you the silent treatment. And you know, some of these folks are so unself-aware, they don't even know they're doing it. Some of them are very masterful, and some of them are just not really good at what they do, but some of them are really good at what they do as far as manipulation and gaslighting is concerned. And if that's what you're dealing with, that can be very triggering. And I kind of just want you to step back and analyze, because you're probably around somebody right now, multiple people, that you feel a little beaten down by being around. Maybe when you're around them, you don't feel very confident. Maybe when you're around them, you feel very quiet. Maybe even around them and you didn't realize it, that you seem to go into some childlike states of mind. When we deal with core wounds and how they were created based on our childhood, some of those wounds, you know, go back to when we were 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, and we can remember exactly what happened. You can begin to remember the actual situation that created the problem. If you were made fun of, maybe, you know, you were 6 years old and it was your first grade and you remember being bullied. And maybe it wasn't so much the bullying situation that took place. Maybe it was more of how you ran to a parent and your parent wasn't helpful. They made fun of you, or they discounted what you said, or they didn't listen, or they weren't supportive. All these things, and I know that you say, oh, well, do we have to really reflect on this? Well, I wish we could sweep it under the rug, but it's kind of the same thing when somebody tells me, I just want to look at my last breakup. I don't want to look at my previous 2 divorces, okay? So we got to look at the previous relationships to understand how we got here, and we have to look at the relationship between those people and you and the connections between all those people you've been with, because there's connections, there's similarities, there's things that they bring to the table that are very similar, and these are things that we need to understand you better. And that's what's so important. But when you're dealing with the silent treatment, when you're dealing with passive-aggressive behavior, it can be hard to spot sometimes when it's not in your relationship at home, when it's not in a marriage, when it's not in a romantic relationship. You're not looking for that possibly. You're not looking for, oh, am I being given the silent treatment by somebody that I work with? And these are things to really begin to think about and understand, and I think this is... You start opening your state of mind and you start understanding how things are affecting you, why things are affecting you, and then how can we change these or not get triggered by these types of things when we're dealing with it. And something to step back and think about is we all have to go through these things. We all have to go and understand the process of what we're doing. And that's so valuable. It's so valuable to understand why we're doing this. And this is to not be triggered. This is to understand why we're doing what we're doing. This is to overcome, you know, the childhood wounds. It's to overcome that dynamic. It's to understand, too, that we can make things right. We can change things. We can augment things. And we can also begin to clear out those wounds by being able to stand up for ourselves to be able to stand up for ourselves, to begin to understand, and to be able to see, okay, I have these wounds, but if I actually begin to make changes and I actually begin to understand the correlation and the cycle between these situations, I can start beginning to safeguard myself. And in the process of safeguarding myself and doing what's right by myself, I can begin to defend myself. I can begin to create more power in my life. I can begin to stand up for myself and creating more self-esteem and self-care. And I can begin to validate myself and understand those types of things to create this happiness in my life and this joy and this contentment, because that's exactly what it is. And the only way we can begin to do that is to see the consistency and patterns in our life based on our core wounds and based on those fears we have. Think about those fears. Like, the fear of abandonment is a big one. And many of you out there have been abandoned. You were abandoned as a child by one of your parents. You were abandoned as a child by one of your parents. And when that happens, you fear that everybody's going to leave you. At some point in time, you feel that everyone's going to leave you. And you worry when that's going to be. And in that process of fearing that, there's multiple things that comes from the fear of abandonment. So let's say that we go into every relationship with the subconscious mind saying that everybody's going to leave us. What happens here is that we normally get engaged in relationships where people are going to leave us because we actually attract our fear. We attract what we actually fear. The other side of the coin is we might get into relationships where they aren't like that, but because of our fear, we're constantly acting from that fear. We're constantly wondering when the other shoe is going to drop, and we end up doing something to ruin the relationship. We end up pushing the buttons of that person and pushing them and pushing them to a point where they decide to break and they've had enough. Whether we're questioning what they're doing or questioning, you know, what they think about us, or constantly pushing the envelope and constantly questioning them, and eventually they break and say, I've had enough, I'm done with this. And then they leave and you say, see, everybody leaves. See, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So in order to understand this, we have to get to the core of the abandonment. We have to understand that. We have to get to the core of that abandonment. We have to look at it. We have to see where it started. Some of it started with the parent leaving. Some of it started, you know, if maybe you lost a brother or sister. Some of it started when even later on in life. And also, some of it could have started, too, later on in life with a divorce or something like that. But normally, this real core wound starts as a child, and it festers. And it festers, and it gets into every relationship, and it gets into our fear, and it creates that fear, and that overarching fear, and that overarching fear, and that becomes the big problem in our life, because we literally look at it from all that perspective, and every relationship has the possibility of failing, and sometimes we can push it that way or not. So think about the fear. The thing that we actually dread can come true. The thing that we actually dread can come true because we're not being self-aware. We're not being self-aware of the core wound triggers that we're holding on to. And that's very important. It's very important for us to think about. So think about it. If the fear is about not getting acceptance because you haven't gotten acceptance, you're going to be looking for acceptance and validation from everyone. But remember, and this is something I talk about more often than not, is that somebody cannot validate you if they don't validate themselves. They just can't. It's impossible. I can't validate you if I haven't validated myself. So this is a big key here. And we look for that validation, and we look for all people to validate us. And many people might have their own issues. They might have narcissistic tendencies. They might have validation issues. And so that becomes a problem. So we're looking to someone to validate us that can't, because they don't validate themselves, and we're not getting that. And that we're getting in response maybe passive-aggressive behavior, silent treatment. And that's when we begin to accept toxic-type relationships in the form of toxicity for that acceptance. And that's what is so challenging, is that when we begin to do that, we begin to go down the slippery slope path where we're accepting that toxic behavior, where we're allowing that in our life. And the only reason we're allowing that is we want them to accept us. We want them to endorse us. We want them to see our value. And they keep giving us this type of behavior. And eventually something's got to stop. Something's got to give. And usually it's us stepping back and hopefully realizing this, or getting burnt so many times and being sad about it and being let down about it and allowing that relationship to beat you up until you begin to see your value. So stay tuned. I have more coming up. Don't change the channel. Don't change it right yet. Not yet. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about triggers. I've been talking about feeling as though you're surrounded by those people that make you feel insecure or small or not validated. You know, the folks that give you the passive-aggressive behavior, the silent treatment, and then we deal with that type of behavior, and we wonder why we're dealing with this behavior over and over again, but we don't realize that we've been accustomed to this growing up as a child. We don't realize that we were accustomed to this, and this was part of our repertoire, and that's why we've allowed it in our life. That's why we allow it to happen. That's what this is all about. Because if we had never dealt with this and never been around it, would we ever allow bad behavior in our life? No. It's only because we're accustomed to it. And we're accustomed to it, and because we're accustomed to it, we accept it. And we accept it because we want the acceptance. We accept it because that's what happened before, and we try to get the acceptance, and we try to understand that acceptance, and we feel like if I get this acceptance from them, that's great. I can, and I think subconsciously, most people don't even realize they're looking for acceptance. They don't even look, know that they're looking for validation. And they don't even know that that's part of the deal. You might not even be aware of that. And I want you to think about that. You know, growing up, do you feel like you didn't get validation and acceptance from your parents? Do you feel like you were isolated? Do you feel like you were, you know, shunned? Do you feel like you were shunned by friends? Do you feel like it was very hard to make friends and you feel like a loner? Do you, I mean, think about all these different things that you might have defined yourself by based on the circumstances and situations of your life and how that impacts you on a daily basis, how that directly impacts you on a daily basis and how that creates fear within you. Because I know that it creates fear. I know it creates fearfulness. I know that, you know, worriness. I'm worried that this is going to happen. And we start wondering what's going to happen. If, for example, if we didn't get acceptance, we wonder if we'll ever get acceptance. And we keep trying to get it from other people. If we got shunned growing up and we didn't have friends, we want friends so badly, but it seems like people just don't want to be our friend. We seem to be choosing, you know, the wrong people. And that's very true because, like I was talking about earlier with the concept of abandonment. You know, when we have that as a fear base, that abandonment, we worry that everybody's going to abandon us. We worry that everybody is going to abandon us in our life and we're going to go through this abandonment. And that's normal. We worry about that. That's something that we worry about. And that abandonment can feel very real. And we go and get into relationships where that person does end up abandoning us. And it's either because they were going to abandon us because like attracts like. I have a fear of abandonment. That person's going to abandon you before you abandon them. It's interesting. And so we can use this as a scientific measuring. I want you to look at the relationship that's challenging at your workplace and start looking at it differently. What can we learn from this? What can we learn from this person? What can we learn from our triggers with this person? Instead of being triggered and allowing ourselves to be triggered, why don't we step back and the next time we get triggered, you need to be aware, okay, I was assuming this was going to happen at some point. Now, why am I feeling this way? And why am I allowing this person to allow me or to make me feel this way? And I want you to start digging deep into it because the more you can dig deep into this, the more you can begin to understand your plight. The more you understand your plight, the more we can actually solve this and stop these triggers. So the next time that you're triggered by passive-aggressive behavior or the silent treatment by somebody you know or work with, step back. Stop giving in like you have. I mean, I'm sure that you'll find some parallels as you grew up. Maybe your mom gave you the silent treatment and you begged her to talk. You begged her to talk to you. She didn't, and it made it worse and worse and worse, and you wanted more, and you'd cry, and you'd beg, and all that type of stuff. We need to look at this and say, okay, I'm getting triggered by this. Where is this coming from? I'm not going to respond like I have. If I'm feeling childlike, I need to sit with myself and understand where that's coming from, because that's a core wound right there. That's something that really needs to be analyzed. And I'm going to work on this, and I'm going to without this person knowing, I'm going to use them, not in a negative way, but I'm going to use them to understand why I'm being triggered and begin to right the wrongs of the past by not falling prey into this and by beginning to not give in of myself and start to create some solid boundaries so I don't feel the same way I did as I was growing up, so I can begin to capture some positive power. And we're going to be doing some more shows on this because I think this is so positive and so right up most people's alleys that they need to hear this because this is so important. And I just want you to think about that. That person that's annoying you, start using that to your advantage. Start understanding, okay, that they said this, it made me feel this. Why did it make me feel that? And start doing some journaling and understanding because that's going to help us to understand who you are, why you feel a certain way, and how to make these changes in our life so we don't fall trapped into this anymore and we can begin to understand ourselves, be more and more and more self-aware to create the life that we want and the life we deserve. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the World of Whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram, and we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.